The mighty king sacrificed an ox to Zeus, ruler over all, and the minstrel played the harp. But Ulysses would ever turn his head to the splendor of the sun, as one anxious to hasten its setting, so welcome was the sinking of the sunlight to Ulysses. Then he spoke to the Phaeacians, master of the oar, and to Alcinous, the chief, saying, My lord Alcinous, send me in peace upon my way, and fare you well, for now have I all that my heart could wish, an escort and loving gifts. May the gods of heaven give me good fortune, and may I find my noble wife in my house and my friends unharmed. May the gods grant all manner of good to you, and may no evil come nigh your people. Then Ulysses stepped over the threshold and departed. The Faithful Swineherd. Ulysses slept while the ship was sailing to Ithaca, and when it came to the shore he still slept. The men lifted him out and put him on the shore with all the goods the Phaeacians had given him, and so they left him. After a while he awoke, and knew not the land, for there was a great mist about him. As he walked by the sea, lamenting his fate, Athena met him, in the shape of a young shepherd, fair to look upon. Ulysses, when he saw him, was glad, and asked him what men call this country. The shepherd said, You are foolish, or it may be you have come from so far that you know not this country. Men call it Ithaca. Happy indeed was Ulysses to hear this, yet he did not wish to say who he was. This pleased Athena, and she changed her shape, becoming like a woman, tall and fair, and said to Ulysses, I am Athena, daughter of Zeus, and I am ever ready to stand by thee and help thee. Thou must tell no one who thou art. Thou must endure many things before thou mayest regain thy home.